Last time we started the sugya on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, going on to Lamed Gimel. The Gemara tells a story that the Rava Bar Sharsham was eating peres from the kark of the Yisom, and there was a call that went out that it's illegal, that he doesn't really deserve to have those peres. So comes Abaya, he asks him, like, what are you doing? He was an upstanding Yid, so Abaya asks Rava Bar Sharsham, what's your havamina? Well, what are you eating the peres of the Yisom? So he tells him that the father of the Yisomim owed him money, and he gave him a mashkanta desura. He gave him the karka as a mashkanta desura, which means that he's able to collect from the peres of the karka to get the payment for the chov. That's the arrangement of the chov. But he had another chov, he claims. He had another chov with the father. And the problem is, once the father passed away, so now he's not going to be able to begove that chov. The Yisomim are ketanim. We don't collect from the chasm of Yisom of Ketanim. In this kapan, the Yisom Melon came Ribbis Ocheles Bahem. The Gemara in Erechim says that we don't collect from Yisom of Ketanim. It's Ribbis Ocheles Bahem. If they're going to lose out, so then we'll collect them. But if not, then we don't. So he doesn't want to have to wait until they're Gedolim. Right? He wants to collect the Chof. What's more, he says that if he wants to collect from the Yisom, he'll have to take a Shavua. He doesn't want to take a shua. It seems from the Gemara that the ikar problem is that he didn't want to have to take a shua. The Mishnah in Ksubas and that Pezayin says, "Abali par minichsi yisomim lo yipara ela b'shua." The person can't collect from nichsi yisomim without a shua because we don't know. We don't know if the father paid or didn't pay. So the chachamim were mechayev a shua to someone who's collecting from the nichsi yisomim. Rav Bar Sharsham said, so what did I do? I figured I'll be achbashe v'shtar mashkanta. Let me hide the shtar mashkanta. I won't tell them that it's a shtar mashkanta. I'll continue eating the peros from the field. And then I'll win out. I won't have to take a shua. Why won't I have to take a shua? Because I have a migo. Migo that I could say, l'kuchi biyadin. No one knows that this karka really belongs to the Yisomim. I'm on the karka for more than 3 years. So I have a cheskes g'mashanim. So migo that I could say, l'kuchi biyadin. Believe me that I have another chov by the father. Right? I have a chov by the father. Right? Aviyam shel yisomim. Chayev od kesef. Right? Believe me that aviyam shel yisomim chayev li od kesef. B'migu that I could say l'kuchay b'yodim. Right? Believe me that I have another chov by the father of the Yisomim, extra money that I want to collect with the karka that's a mashkon, and you got to believe me, because if I were to say l'kuchi b'yadi, of course I would win, because I have cheskes gemel shanim. No one knows that it's b'mashkan to the surah by me, so because if I said l'kuchi b'yadi, I'd win, so trust me on the other time that I have an extra chov by the father. So comes Abai and says, no, you don't have a migdal. Since nafakola the achol karka diasmi, people do know that it's b'mashkanta desura. They know that the Yisomim actually own it, so you don't have a cheskes gemel shon. The whole idea of cheskes gemel shon is that I'm eating the peres. Why am I eating the peres? So parshat Shabbos is I'm eating the peres because I bought the field. But if there's another reason why I'm eating the peres, so then there's no raya at all that you own the karka. So if you don't own the karka, if there's a kol that you don't own the karka, so the whole migu fell away. Right? And Nafala Yesod, Nafala Binyan, right? The whole Yesod, the Taina Samigu falls away. So the Taina Samigu falls away. So then we're not going to believe you that you have another Chov. We're not going to believe you that you have another Chov. So give back the Karka of the Yisomim, Zakta Abaye, and wait until they get older. And then, Ishto Yedina Ba'adayu, then you'll come to Bezin, you'll have it in Torah, and we'll try to figure out if you had another Chov or if you didn't have another Chov. And that's the Gimel. So it's clear, Rav Bar Sharsham thought, Before Abai told him that he didn't have a migo, he thought that he would win with that migo, and he'd accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. So what did he want to accomplish? Comes the Rashbam and says, really what he wanted to accomplish is that he could collect without a shvur. That's what he wanted. He wanted to be able to collect without a shvur. That normally, someone who's bali par minichsa yisamim needs a shvur. He didn't want to take a shvur. So that's why he wanted to collect from the karka, to eat the peres from the karka. And he thought that he could win with the migo. What does that mean, that he could win with the migo? It means that if he were to tie a l'kuchi b'yadi, he'd win exactly in the way that he wants to win. He'd win without a shvuah. If he would say Lekuchi Biyadi, he'd win without a Shvuah. So that's his whole Migu. He says, believe me that there's another Chov. Why does he want to say, believe me that there's another Chov and I want to continue eating pears? He doesn't want to take a Shvuah. So if he says there's another Chov, if they don't know that there's a Mashkanta, the sewer over here, that he can't collect from the Karka, so then he would have to take a Shvuah. So by continuing to collect, he's going to get out of taking the Shvuah. He's going to get out of taking the Shvuah because he has a Migu. Right? Believe me that there's another chol b'migu that I could just say l'kuchi b'yadi. If I say l'kuchi b'yadi, I would solve the problem. I would get what I want. Sounds like if he would say l'kuchi b'yadi, he wouldn't have to take a shvua. Because if he'd have to take a shvua with l'kuchi b'yadi, so then what's the migu accomplishing? If he'd have to take a shvua l'kuchi b'yadi, then you should have to take a shvua with his taina also. There's no migu if he only has to take a shvua with the taina lekuchei biyadi. His taina can't be stronger than the taina samigo. Taina samigo is saying, I could say this and I would get what I want, but if he'd have to take a shvua, if he claimed lekuchei biyadi, so then why shouldn't he have to take a shvua with his taina also? It can't be stronger than the taina samigo. Must be lekuchei biyadi doesn't require a shvua. That's so coin. If I were to say lekuchei biyadi, I'd win hands down with no shvua. So believe me in what I say, that there's another chov, Famigu, that I could have said, l'kuchi b'yadi, and I wouldn't have to take a shvua either. Zok the Rashbam. Where is this Rashbam? Mehemnona. Right? If I would say, l'kuchi b'yadi, ach b'shel ishtar mashkanta, v'och l'shir zuzi, demigu di ba'ina, aminu l'kuchi b'yadi, mehemna. If I would have said, l'kuchi b'yadi, I'd be believed, ke amina di isli zuzi gabaychu, mehemnona. You should also believe me if I say that I have money by them, extra money. Migu the omar lekuchi biyadi mehem non. I'd be believed. Why would I be believed? How would I be believed? Zok the Rashbam below shvuah. I'd be believed without a shvuah if I would say lekuchi biyadi. Why? Why? The whole migu is gebuyt. It's built on the fact that lekuchi biyadi does not require shvuah. Why not? Zok the Rashbam, two reasons. The ein nishboy in al hakarkos. First of all, there's no shvuah on karka. Never a shvuah on karka. This is karka. So if I would say l'kuchi b'yadi, I'd say I own the karka. Not that I'm collecting peros b'chov, but rather I own the karka. Ein nishboy ala karkos. I wouldn't take a shvuah on karkos. The ode says the Rashbam, the cheska shaloshan b'makom shtar kaima. What's more, even if for some reason you'd think that he would take a shvuah on karka, that this shvuah he'd have to take on karka, whatever shvuah we're talking about. But the cheskas gemoshanim is malkom shtar kind. If he had a shtar that lakucha hi biyadi, he definitely would not have to take a shvuah. It's ridiculous. The shtar is the biggest edus. It's the biggest edus that he owns the karka. So if he had a shtar, he'd have edim that he owns the karka. He wouldn't have to take a shvuah. Chazaka b'malkom shtar kaim, as Dr. Rashbam. It's a very important statement. Chazaka b'malkom shtar kaim. Cheskas gemoshanim is b'malkom shtar. We've been talking about cheskas gemoshanim the whole semester. Chesgas Gimoshan and Zakir Hashvam is b'mokom shtar kaima. So just like if he had a shtar, he wouldn't have to take a shvua. So too, with Chesgas Gimoshanim, he shouldn't have to take a shvua either. Even if for some reason you'd have to take a shvua on Karkos over here, breaking the rule, what we think is the rule that in Hashvam ala Karkos. But here, in this case, in the case of Chesgas Gimoshanim, you definitely wouldn't take a shvua. Even if Ba'alma we would take a shvuah on karka, but here we wouldn't take a shvuah because the chazak is b'makom shtar, and just like he wouldn't have to take a shvuah if he presented the shtar, if he has cheskas gemoshanim, he shouldn't have to take a shvuah either. So that's why Rav Bar Shashim thought, I have a good migul. If I would have said the kuchi b'yadi, I'd never take a shvuah. Ein nishboy ala karkos, cheskas gemoshanim is b'makom shtar. So in a case of cheskas gemoshanim, there's no chiyuv shvuah. So just like I wouldn't have to take a shvuah if I said the kuchi b'yadi, then I should be neman. I should be able to say that the father has another chov that he owes me. He owed me money, and I should be able to collect without shvuah. That's his time. Abaye says, "No, there's no time of chalal. Kuchi b'yadi doesn't work because there's a kol that it's not yours; it's theirs, and that's it." Comes the Rosh and says, "I don't understand. I don't understand what the Rashbam is saying. I don't understand why Rav Bar Shashim would claim that he could win with l'kuchi b'yadi without a shvuah." Why would he claim? Is that what he's saying? Is Rav Bar Shashim really saying that what I want to accomplish is I shouldn't have to take a shvuah? And if I said l'kuchi b'yadi, I wouldn't have to take a shvuah. So if I wanted to take a shvuah here, is that really what he's accomplishing? It seems very difficult, Zok the Rosh, because both of the timing of the Rashbam are questionable. This is what the Rush picks up on in Siman Yud Zayin. In the middle there, and that's Siman. Migudi beina amri lekuchi biyadi pirish rashvam demhem nana bloshvud and ishban ala karkos. The kasha nihide nishbain shvur daraisa nidirabonan miyon nishbain. He says, maybe ain nishbain shvur daraisa on karkos, but shvur darabonan, we are nishbain karka. Onishban Kaka. He brings a raya from Ksubis. Okay, let's hold that kasha. This is kasha number one the Rosh is asking. That it's true in Ishbayan ala Karkos, it's the Mishnah Shvuas. Now we know there's no Shvu on Kaka. It's learned out from a Pasuk. But that's a Shvu Daraisa. Right? Shvu Daraisa. What's an example of a Shvu Daraisa? Mode B'miktas. Eid Echad. Shvus Hashomrim, right? Shvua Daraisa, Nishba V'Nifta, right? Nishba V'Nifta takes a Shvua and he's potter from pain. But this is not a case of Nishba V'Nifta. What's this a case of? Nishba V'Notel, right? If he takes a Shvua, he'll collect from the Assam. He's going to get money. That's not a Shvua Daraisa. There's never a Shvua Daraisa that's Nishba V'Notel. So comes the Rosh and says, I'll show you, I'll prove to you from the Gemara Ksubas that ein shvua ala karkos is a din in shvua daraisa, but this is a shvua darabonan. So what's the Rashbam talking about? Rava Bar Sharshim thinks that if he said lekuchi biyadi, he wouldn't have to take a shvua. Why not? If I shvua darabonan, you are nishban karka. It's the chapela. Kasha number one. Okay, we'll get to the details of that kasha in just a moment. But then the Rash also asks va'od the mistoma al cheskas karkos nishboyin kamosh nishboyin al cheskas mitalkulin. Just like you're nishboyin on cheskas metaltolin, what does that mean? Cheskas metaltolin, let's talk about money. Money. Right? Money libiyad. Charuben comes to Bezin and says, Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon is kofar bakol. He denies it. He says, what are you talking about? You got the wrong man. I'm not the one. You must have lent the money to someone else in the shir. I had left already. There were different people. He probably forgot who he left. He denies the whole thing. So what's the din? There's a chi of shvuas heses. The chachamim were mesis. They pushed the shvua on a person, right? Push the person, push the shvua. So, by kfiras momen, there's a shvuas heses. Kfiras metaltlin, let's say someone's holding a jacket. You say that jacket is mine. You say, no, must be talking about a different jacket. That's that jacket's not yours, right? Right, so on cheskas metaltlin, on cheskas metaltlin, there is a chiyuv shvua. He says there's a chiyuv shvuas heses. A guy claims that it's his, so he'd have to take a shvua to deny that. So Zokter Rush, if on cheskas metaltlin there's a shvua, on cheskas karkos there should be a shvua too. Why is there no shvua on cheskas karkos? Is cheskas karkos a raya brua that it belongs to you? If you're on the field for 3 years, is that really a raya brua that it belongs to you? Is that what cheskas karkos really is all about? Maybe it's not a raya brua. Maybe it's a suffix. Right? It's a suffix. It's not so clear. Right? It's not so clear that it actually belongs to you. Cheskas metatlin. When it's really chazoka mashatachas yad adam hushalo, that's a raya brua? That's a raya brua? Dr. Rush, no, it's not a raya brua. That's why there's a chiyuv of shvuas heses. It's a suffix. It makes us believe that maybe it belongs to you, but it's only a suffix. So that's why you need a shvuas heses. So he says the same by karka. Right? Opening day. Remember opening day? Cheskas Sabbatim. Right? It's not a raya brua. It's just like a suffix. So you have to take a shvuas heses. So who says there's no shvua by cheskas karkos? Says the Rush on the second time of the Rashban. So he's not happy with the Rashba. He says, first of all, who claims that Ein Nishboyin ala Karkos applies to Shvua Rabbanan? And he says, what's more, how can the Rashbam say that there's no Shvua on Cheskas Karkos? Is that really true? On Cheskas Metatlam there's a Shvua Sesis, so why on Cheskas Karkos should there not be a Shvua Sesis? There's no Raya Brura in Cheskas Kimoshanim. So you should have to have a Shvua Sesis then. So what's the Rashbam talking about? Ari?
I just want to get this question, because we said at the beginning of the semester also Okay,
so now you know why I didn't want to talk about the Gemara Ksubis yet. We left the first question. The second question is easy to deal with. The Rush claims that the Rashbam must be incorrect in the second Taina, where he says that there's no Shavua on Cheskes and Moshana, because why not? If by Cheskes Metalkin there's a Chiyuv Shavua Cheskes, by Cheskes Kakaris there should be a Chiyuv Shavua Cheskes as well. So we pointed out that's the Machlokas of Rishon. It's not clear that Cheskes Kakaris is only a Sofek. Maybe it's Taka Rai Baran, there is no Chiyuv Shavua Cheskes, remember? The Rambam happens to say that there is a Chiyuv Shavua Cheskes on Cheskes Kakaris. The Ritva quotes the Yeshaman that says that there's no Chiyuv Shavua on Cheskes Kakaris. So the Rashbam obviously is of the opinion, right, like the Ritva, that Chazaka b'makom shtar kaima. What does that mean? Das meint it's the best raya. It's the best, right? Chazaka must be the best raya. How do I know he means it's the best raya? That's what shtar is all about. Shtar means a shtar with Edim. Edim is always the best raya. Zok the Rashbam, Chazaka b'makom shtar kaima. That's a code word for saying Chazaka, Cheskes k'moshom is a raya brua that it belongs to the Machzik. If it's a raya brua, there is no Chiyuv Shavua. Of course not. Dr. Rush, what do you talk about? Who says that it's a Raya Brewer? Right? Maybe it's only, it's an Umdana, but it's still only a Suffolk, and you do need a Shavuos Heses. Just like by Cheskes Metadlin, he claims you need a Shavuos Heses, so too by Cheskes Kakos, you need a Shavuos Heses. No, by Cheskes Metadlin also there's a Shaila whether you need a Shavuos Heses, right? We talked about. But the Rush is saying that maybe there is a Shavuos Heses by Cheskes Kakos. Okay, so that point of the Rashbam, not so difficult. It's not against the Gemara. So Machlokas are Rishonim, do you need Shavuos Heses by Cheskes Kakaris? But that's not such a compelling kasha of the Rush against the Rashbam. Moody.
By Metalton, didn't Rishonim say that either Tfiz Mukhacha, not Tfiz Mukhacha, so Menuchara Labaraya? So what would be the reason to say by Shavuah, you're
not doing
that, by Shavuos Heses?
By Shavuah?
Sorry, by Metalton. Didn't all Rishonim say that where the Abrit is, then that's a Raya? In terms of who it belongs to, so why do you need Shavua in terms of Metaltlin, according to the Rush?
Did everyone say that by Metaltlin it is a Tfisa Muchachas and there's no Suffolk at all? There's no Suffolk at all by Metaltlin? Rabbeinu Yonah seemed to say like that, right? Did the Rambam say like that?
No, the Rabbi said by
Karka.
The way we explained the Rambam through
Naftali,
we said it's just
the Suffolk. That's what I thought, right? By both? I thought the Rambam. Naftali Chop, I thought, explained the Rambam that even by Cheskes Metaltlin, it's not Bar. Still only a Suffolk. Still only a Suffolk. So because it's only a Suffolk according to the Rambam, you would need a Shavuos Heses. Doesn't the Rambam have a Lashon V'nishba? By Cheskes Metaltlin, V'nishba? I think that's what prompted some of the Achonim to say that maybe the Rambam holds even by Cheskes Metaltlin, it's a Suffolk. I think so. So that's in terms of the second point of the Rashbam. The Rush argues, but it could be Machlokas or Rishonim. First point is very difficult. We have to work on that more. Yes?
Regarding the Gemara, if one of our Sharshim would be believed with his Migu, what would that accomplish? Would he be allowed?
Then he wouldn't have to take a Shavua. That's how the Rashbam is learned.
But would he be allowed to continue using this land as Mashkus of Asura?
No. He's... Let's say he comes out. Let's say he eats the peiros. So we will demand the peiros back from him, unless he has a migu. If he has a migu, then we're not going to demand the peiros back, right? Or he'd have to take a shvua if he didn't have a migu, right? If he comes to us and says, I collected these fruits. Or let's say he says, I want to collect the fruits, and I do have a migu. I want to collect the fruits and I don't have a migu. So we force him to take a shavua. But if he has a migu, and if he said the kuchi the other, he wouldn't have to take a shavua, so then he wouldn't have to take a shavua to collect the extra chod. That's what he's accomplishing. That he'll be potter from taking a shavua.
I guess I'm just a little confused as to, how can he really be using this land as mashkus in the sewer if he wasn't given permission by the family?
He was given permission to collect the mashkanta de sura, to collect the chov of the father for which he gave the mashkanta de sura. But now he claims that there's chov number two. The father died, so the Yisomim don't know of the affairs of the father so well. So he claims that there's a chov number two. They didn't know of that chov. So he figures the Yisomim don't know when the mashkata the sur is finished. So let me continue eating from the peiros. I'll eat another year or two. And then I'll give them back the karka. I, how can he be Neman to do that? How's it going to work? He'll say, no, since I have a migu, if I would have said, l'kuchi b'yadi, I wouldn't have to take a shavua. So too, I should be Neman to collect the chov, to collect the second chov. The chov I'm not really supposed to be collecting from the mashkanah. So I should collect that chov as well, but migu, that I could say, l'kuchi b'yadi.
And he's doing it through the mashkanah to the surah?
Yeah, through the same karka. He'll be ochel peris. Ochel peris of the karka that he has a cheskas gemel shonim on. So because he has a cheskas gemel shonim, he could say l'kul chibiyadi. If he said l'kul chibiyadi, he wouldn't have to take a shvua. So believe me that there's an extra chov and I'm continuing to eat the peris. Zokta bai, no, there is no miku. You can't say l'kul chibiyadi because there's a coal that you never bought the karka. You could sit on the field for Heimper's Morgan. Well, that's not gemel shonim. But you could sit on the field for 6 years, for 7 years, it's not going to help you. It's not going to help you because we know that you never bought the field. It's only in your hands with mashkan to the surah.
Doesn't really have any mashkan to the surah anymore.
Right, but if there's no coal, then they wouldn't know. Then they would think that he actually bought the field. Right? The coal is what kills it. Coal is what kills it. Okay. The first point of the Rashban is that Rava Bar Sharshim thinks that if he says, l'kul tibiyadi, you won't have to take a shvua, because there's no shvua in karka at all. So frek the rush, but from the Gemara and Ksubis, it sounds like there is a shvua on karka. There's no shvua deraisa on karka, but there's a shvua derabanan on karka. That's what he asked here. Question: Ahide nishban shvua deraisa, but derabanan mi nishban kama shemadaktek v'haygon me ahide ksubis. Ahad pogemes ksubasa ve'erachad meidashi prua de nefras ela b'shvua. Sover Rami Bachama shvua deraisa. Omar Rava Shteik Shuvas Bedava. Rami Bachama thought what? That the Chi of Shvua by an Eidachad Meyachu Parua, or by Haboli Para Hapogemis Ksubasa, or Haboli Para Minasi, some that's another case in that Mishnah. Rami Bachama thought that the Chi of Shvua is a Shvua Daraisa. So Rava says, can't be. Can't be, he says. Shteik Shuvas Bedava Chada, the Kola Nishbain Shabbatara Nishbain Velomisham. Every case of shvua deraisa is nishba v'nifter. That's not this case. This is a case where if you take a shvua, then you'll be able to collect. The Eid Echad says that it's parua, so if you take a shvua, then you'll be able to collect. You want to collect from your soman, so you take a shvua, you'll be able to collect. Hapogemes ksuba, so the woman started collecting from her ksuba, so now we're afraid, maybe she really collected the whole thing. So if she takes a shvua, she can continue to collect. These are all cases of nishba v'notel. Not nishba v'nifta. Zot Rava, shvua daraisa is always nishba v'nifta. The cases in the Mishnah in Ksubas Pei Zayin, that's nishba v'notel. Right? Shvua daraisa is what? Moda v'miktas. Let's leave it at that to keep it simple. Right? Nishba Minotel is Pogemes Ksubasa. Hanifra min Ayesomim. Rava says that's a Shvua Drabonin. That you can. Right? That's not a Shvua Daraisa. So you can't say it's a Shvua Daraisa. It can't be a Shvua Daraisa. So you'd say, who cares? It's a shvua. No, there are kulas in shvua derabanan. Chazal are not as machmer by shvua derabanan as by shvua deraisa. It's important to know what level of shvua it is. What's more, Rava says, I know it can't be a shvua deraisa to take a shvua to collect from Yisam and more for a woman to collect a ksuba, because ein nishvoin al kfir hashivu karkaos. The rule is that you can't take a shvua on karka. And here you're taking a shvua on a chov that's meshubad. The karka is meshuba to the chov. The ksuba of a woman, right? The karka is meshuba to the chov. If the husband owns karka, his karka is meshuba to that chov. So you can't take a shvua about collecting the ksuba, because that's a shvua on kfira shiba karkos. You are denying that you collected a chov for which karka is meshuba. So that can't be a shvua daraisa. Because ein nishbayin al kfir shibakakos. Dr. Rush, what do you clearly see from that Gemara? That a shvua derabanan, you can be nishba on karka. Rava says, Kolshvu Daraisa is Nishba V'Nifta. And Kol Shvu Daraisa Ein Nishba in Al Kfir Shiva Karkaus. So this must be Darabon. It must be Darabon, but just one second. If you can't take a Shvu on Karka, even by Darabon, so what's he saying? Obviously by Shvu Darabon, and you can't take a Shvu on Karka. So frek the Rosh, well, what's the Rashbam talking about? But ain't Shvu on Karkos? It's just not true. That's by a Shvu Daraisa. This is not a Shvu Daraisa. The case of Shvu by Cheskes Moshem is not a Shvu Daraisa. What kind of a Shvu is that? What kind of a Shvu is that? Nishva Venota? This was a trick question. It's not Nishva Venota. What kind of a shvu is this? He has the karka. He was machzik in Moshama. It's by him. He's going to take a shvu. What kind of shvu is that? Shvuas?
Hesses.
So shvuas hesses, right? Remember? So shvuas hesses. He's saying, let the karka stay by me. He's not taking a shvu to take the karka away from someone. He's been eating peris on it, though. So comes the Rosh and says, by shvu drabon, and you can be nishvan karka. By Shvua Drabbani, can't be Nishvan Karka. So what's the Rashbam talking about? Ain't Nishvan ala Karka? So you are Nishva. A Shvua Drabbani ala Karka. I know that the Gemara and the Mishnah and Ksubas and Pezat are talking about Nishva Venotel. But Nishva Venotel, Hesses, they're all Drabbanans. They're not exactly the same. Right? Nishva Venotel is when you take a Shvua and then you collect money. Shvua's Hesses is another Shvua Drabbani. Shvua's Hesses is another Shvua Drabbani. That's not Nishma Venotel. That's Nishma Venifta. It's like a Daraisa, but it's not a Shvu Daraisa. Right? This is the classical example. Well, let's put this over here. Shvu Seses is Nishma Venifta. Kovar Bakol. Kovar Bakol. Kovar Bakol in money, in the top, and whatever. Right? Nishma Venifta. It's a lower level Shvua. Lower level Shvua. The Gemara Shvua says, that is a chiyah shvua says is because chazaka she'ena dam tovea ella im ken yeshla. What Reuven is going to come to Beth and Stamet says Shimon has 100 dollars. Shimon denies everything. It just looks funny. Like, well, what's he doing that for? It's a chazaka that if he's tovea yesh dvarim begol. There's something there. So let him at least take a shvua to partner himself. He's not taking a shvua to be notel. The nitba is taking a shvua to be potter. So it looks like a shvua deraisa. It smacks of a shvua deraisa, but it's totally not a shvua deraisa. It's a very lenient shvua, right? There's no holding of a sefer Torah, and we don't turn off the lights. I mean, it's a much more. There are many differences between the hesis as opposed to derais, but it's not nishba v'notel either. It's lower than nishba. It's different. Forget lower. It's different than nishba v'notel. Comes the Rosh and says, look, I know the Gemara in Ksubas is talking about nishba v'notel, but the key is not nishba v'notel. No, the key is it's a shvua derabanan. So if it's a Shvua Derabanan, so then you are Nishba al Karka. It's only Shvua Deraisa in Nishba al Karka. So what's the Rashbam talking about? This is the Rosh's Kash. Two Kashas on the Rashbam. He says, first of all, the Rashbam started off wrong. The Rashbam says that ain't Nishba al Karkos, that's it. He says, I disagree with him. This is only Shvua Derabanan, you should be able to be Nishba al Karka. And even if you'll say that ain't Nishba al Karkos somehow extends to a Shvua Derabanan, but his second point is wrong. And the second point is that there's no shvua by Chesed Moshana. Why not? Why is there no shvua by Chesed Moshana? It's not a raya brura. There should be a chiyah shvua says by Chesed Moshana too. So the Rashbam is wrong on both counts, says the Rosh. There is a shvua by Chesed Moshana, and there should be a shvua drabanan. There should be a shvua drabanan on Karka as well. Tosfos jumps on the bandwagon. Tosfos joins with the Rosh against the Rashbam. The Maslam Migu. Migu di boy l'mem l'kuchi. V'teima, frek Tosfos, my daite di rabba v'ashasham. Da'filu itoy in l'kuchi b'yad ishuas heses la'olam tzarech. He still needs a shuas heses, even if he says l'kuchi b'yad. So what does he think? The Migu is going to save him from a shvua? It doesn't save him from anything. L'kuchi b'yad also requires a shvua. The nehi day nishboin al karkos midaraisa midarabonan nishboin kmo shedikdek rav haigon mehahi dekose daakose vapagemas tzubas aveidecha meida shiperua lo tipar al b'shvua sava rav the same pismen the same gimmer Alma de midrabanan ishboin, says Tosfos. Alma de midrabanan ishboin. And adds Tosfos, the key words, v'hu hadin shvuas heses, the maishna. V'hu hadin shvuas heses, the maishna. Those are the key words. Like Tosfos concedes that the Gemara in Pezayin and Ksubas is talking about Nishba Venota, but he says, but what's the difference? A Shvua D'Rabbanan is a Shvua D'Rabbanan. If Nishba Venota, you could be Nishba on Karkos, so Shvua says you also should be Nishba on Karkos. D'Maishna, he says. D'Maishna? So what's the Rashbam talking about? What is Rava Bar Sharsham's Taina? He wants to be part of a Mishvua, and he says if he were to claim Lekul Chibiyali, he'd be part of a Mishvua. Just not true. It's just not true. You would be Nishba. A Shvuas Heses on Karka. That's only a Shvuas Rabbanan. A Shvuas Heses is only a Shvuas Rabbanan. That you would be Nishba on Karka. And Tosfos also assumes you'd be Nishba Heses on Heses in Moshanim too. Right? You'd be Nishba Heses in Moshanim and you'd be Nishba Shvuas Heses. Aye, but Enishban ala Karkos. That's Shvuas Araisa. This is Shvuas Rabbanan. And don't tell me it's only Nishba Venota. Even Shvuas Heses also, you should be Nishba on Karka. So clearly, the answer for the Rashbam is going to be that the Rashbam holds this achir. Right? He obviously holds that, I know the Gemara, and he learned Ksubis before he learned Baba Basra. Right? Well, maybe he didn't, but he before he wrote his Perish on Baba Basra, he learned Ksubis. So he knew the Gemara and Ksubis. But he says the Gemara and Ksubis is not a kasha. That Gemara is talking about Nishba Venota. By Nishba Venota, you're Nishba al-Karkos. But by Shvuas Hesis, you're not Nishba al-Karkos. The rule that in Ishbayin ala Karkos applies to Shvuah Deraisa and to Heses, even though Heses is a Derabbanan, but you still can't be Nishba, Shvuah Heses, and Karak. That's what the Rashbam must say. Tosfos, like Bavorin, is that answer, right? So you got to read the Rishon, because sometimes if you read between the lines, you see, oh, Tosfos knew what the answer was going to be, but it's like if you get a fly, you swat the fly, right? So he had that answer. It's not an answer. But it gets you thinking, oh yeah, maybe that is a good answer. Maybe that is a good answer. Maybe that's what the Rashbam really is saying, that there's a chilek between Nishba Venotel as both the Shvuas Heses. The Rashbam says that even if Nishba Venotel you could be Nishban Karka, but a Shvuas Heses you're not going to be Nishban Karka, that's what he meant. So the question is why? So we'll get to it in a moment. Ari.
It's a question, when we're saying
the
Shvuas Heses or you're going to spoke the goal, can we just say, though, even though we're saying that he's claiming the Kuroku Biyadi, Rav's saying all his steps, though, so could it be saying that I had the Mashkon, and I could have claimed the Kuroku Biyadi from the father, meaning that there wouldn't be a full Kuro, even more like a Mona Mixa. So he's being voted that it once belonged to the father, he's just being told for the fact that it belongs to his son right now.
What's the mode of the Mixus? Mode of the Mixus always means that I agree to part of what you said, that I'm chai of you money, but I'm not chai of all of the money. Here he's kofer bakol. He's saying, I get this karka. I'm not giving you even an inch of the karka. So he's being kofer in the karka. I think so, yeah.
Isn't he still eating on the land afterwards? How is this case not Nishba Venota?
If he said lekucha hi biyadi, the Tainas Amigo is lekucha hi biyadi. Would he have, what kind of a shvua would he be chayv on lekucha hi biyadi? If he says lekucha hi biyadi, he's not Nota anything, the karka is by him already. If he eats more peiros, that might be nifter. But lekuchi biyadi is a nishba v'nifter. That's a shvuas heses. But why should we distinguish between nishba v'nota as opposed to shvuas heses? Why should we say maybe nishba and ala karka is by shvuas heses? The Rav wanted to suggest that maybe this is based on a fundamental question. This is also published in that Mesorah journal that I quoted a couple of days ago, the OU Mesorah journal in Chelik Yud. The Rav said, what does it mean when the Mishnah says that there's no Shvua in Karka? Ein Nishba al Karkos. What does that mean? Does it mean there's no Chi of Shvua on Karka? Is that what it means? Or does it mean that there is no Maisa Shvua on Karka? That's the question that Gathy asked. Does it simply mean that there's no Chi of Shvua on Karka? Or does it mean much more than that? That there is no practical shvua on karka. I know you're thinking, like, what are you talking about? What's the difference? I'll tell you what the difference is. It's very clear. The Mishnah says, "Ein nishbayin ala karkos." What does that mean? Does that mean ein chiyuv shvua or ein maisa shvua? What's the nafke mean? There's no shvua. Like, what's? I'll tell you what the nafke means. The Mishnah in Kedushin on Daf Chavav introduces us to a concept called Gilgul Shvua. You know, whenever I ask the Talmidim what types of Shvua Daraisa are there, so they say Modi B'Miktas, E Echad, Shomrim, and then there's always one guy in the back who learned Bav Metzia who says Gilgul Shvua. Right? Yeah, at the beginning of Bav Metzia talks about Gilgul, talks about all these Shvuas. What's the source of Gilgul Shvua? It's a Mishnah in Kedushin, actually, not in Bav Metzia. The Mishnah says Zokkin Hanechosim She'ein lo'em achrayiz. Nechosim she'ein lo'em achrayiz zokin, nechosim she'esh lo'em achrayiz lushav alem. That's the Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah. Nechosim she'ein lo'em achrayiz nikdim nechosim she'esh lo'em achrayiz v'zokin es hanechosim she'esh lo'em achrayiz lushav alem. What's nechosim she'esh lo'em achrayiz, nechosim she'ein lo'em achrayiz? Those are code words for kakos and metal. Achrayiz means there's responsibility. That means it could be mishubin. Metal can't be mishubin, right? So the Mishnah is saying that if you have nechasim she'en l'machayis, if you have metaltlin, you can be zokek through the metaltlin to be nishvan karka. What does that mean? That means that if there's a taina of metaltlin, right? Let's say Reuven comes to Bezdin and says, you know, Shimon owes me $100. Shimon owes me $100. And Shimon, he owes me $100 and he also owes me this piece of karka. Owes me $100 and also this piece of carpet. Mm-hmm. And Shimon is mode b'miktas on the metalpim. Right? He's mode b'miktas on the metalpim. So he has a chiyav shvu on the metalpim. So Gilgul Shvua tells me that you could be megalgel shvua on the karka as well, even though there is no chiyav shvu on the karka. Right? Let's say he's even modeh b'miktas in the karka. So you'd say that chiyav shvua. No, but on karka there's no chiyav shvua modeh b'miktas. But once you chayav a shvua for the metaltlin, then you could be nishba on the karka as well. That's what Gilgul Shvua means. Gilgul Shvua means that you can be megalgel a shvua even on something that you wouldn't have been chayav to swear, but because you chayav to swear the first shvua, then you swear the second shvua as well. Now tell me, what does that mean? Right, what does that tell you about the rule that there's no shvua on karka? Is there no maisa shvua on karka? You can't be nishba on karka? You see clearly from Gilgul Shvua that that's not true. You will swear on karka. You'll swear on karka as long as you can piggyback onto a shvua's metalpa. You will swear on karka. There is a maisa shvua on karka. It's possible. If you piggyback onto a shvua's metalpalim, so that there'll be a Gilgul Shvua, you can roll on the other shvua. So you see, Zokta Rav, you see that there can be a maisa shvua on karka. There's no chiyav shvua on karka. You can be chayev a shvua on karka. You can only chayev on metaltlim. But if you're already chayev on metaltlim, you can be megalgel a mais a shvua on karka. Fine.
I was saying there's no independent
chayev
shvua, because by saying that there is a situation where you
will
be
high,
it seems like there
will
be a chayev shvua.
It's not a chayev. There's no chayev shvua. A chayev means that you're obligated to take a shvua. You're actually not obligated to take a shvua on the karka. It's just what's happening is you're taking a shvua anyway.
And how are you able to be megalgel onto if there's no
that's the chiddush of Gilgul Shvua. It's a din daraisa, right? It's a din daraisa. Learned that from Sota. The Gemara has amen, that even if you're not chayiv, you can be megalgel a maisa shvua on a chiyav. That's the way the Rav is explaining that you have a maisa shvua on karka by Gilgul Shvua without a chiyav shvua on karka. Gemara Shvuas gives another example, another raya to this yisod. Mishnah Shvuas. The Mishnah Shvuas on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis says the following: Tano kelim v'karkos, v'hoda b'kelim v'kofer b'karkos, b'karkos v'kofer b'kelim, etc. Yischayev. Tano kelim v'karkos. Let's think of this case. Tano kelim v'karkos, v'hoda b'kelim v'kofer b'karkos. Is kofer b'karkos. Moda b'kelim, but he's kofer b'karkos. B'karkos, kofer b'kelim, potter. I'm sorry, potter. Hoda b'miktas ha-karkos, potter. The mikta sakelim chayiv. The mikta sakelim chayiv. Mikta sakelim chayiv. So if he has a shvuah of modem mikvah on the kalim, so then we could be megalgel a shvuah from karka. But let's say he's not modem mikvah on the kalim. Right? What did he do? He was modem bekarkos v'kofar bekalim. He's modem bekarkos v'kofar bekalim. So then he's potter. He's modem bekarkos. He's kofar bekalim. He's potter because ein ishbon. Ala karkos. What's the shvua on by mode of the mitzvah? Is it on the chelik that you're moda on? Or the chelik that you're kofar on? What are you swearing about? He's moda bekark, he's going to give him the kark. He's kofar bekarkos. He's kofar bekalim. He's kofar bekalim, he's moda bekarkos. The chi of shvua, right? The chi of shvua, if you want to ask me, I mean the shvua, I should say, the shvua is going to be on the kalim. He's the shvuah on the part that you go for. You owe me $100. He says, no, I only owe you 50. So what's he swearing? He's swearing that I don't owe you the 50 that I'm kofar. So the shvuah is on the kalim. So why should I say if he's moded bekarkos v'kafar bekalim, he's potter min hashvuah? Why is he potter from a shvuah? The shvuah is on the metalplum. So why should he not be chayav in the shvuah? Dr. Rav, clearly what you see from the Mishnah is that when it comes to moded b'miktas, what's the mechayav of the shvuah? Part of the mechayav of the shvuah is the hodah. It's the Hodah and the Kfirah. The Hodah plus the Kfirah creates the Chiyah, but the Hodah is part of the Mechayiv. What was he Moda on over here? He was Hoda B'Karkos the Kafar B'Kalim. The Karka is part of the Chiyah of Shvua because the Hodah is the Mechayiv. So since the Karka is part of the Chiyah of Shvua, even if the Shvua is not going to be on Karka, even if the Shvua is not going to be on Karka, then there is no Shvua. Because there's no problem with their right? Einish ba'an ala karkos means that there can't be a chiyuv shvua on karka or a chiyuv shvua as a result of karka. The Mishnah in Shvuas is a case where the mechayiv for the shvua is the karka because the hodah on the karka is part of the mechayiv. So that's why the Mishnah says that since there can't be a chiyuv shvua on karka, even if the Meister Shvua is not going to be on the karka, it doesn't matter. He's part of it because the rule is there can't be a chiyuv shvua on karka. That's the yisod. Nishbon ala karkos doesn't mean that there's no Meister Shvua. There can be a Meister Shvua on karka, even if there is no chiyuv shvua, like in the case of Gilgal Shvua. And there won't be a shvua. There won't be a Meister Shvua on the Tatlan as long as the karka was part of the chiyuv. There can't be a chiyuv shvua because of karka. Even if there won't even be a ma'isa shvua on a karka, it doesn't matter. The whole yesod is there can't be a chiyav shvua on karka. Can't be a chiyav shvua on karka. If that's the principle, so then we just have to understand, well, what's the nature of these different shvuas? Are these shvuas a chiyav shvua, or are they not a chiyav shvua? Shvua daraisa, shvua drabana nishma venoto, shvuas heses, are these a chiyav shvua, or are they not a chiyav shvua? So someone has suggested, to define something as a chiyuv shvua, what are you saying? You're saying there's a certain status quo. There's a matzav that you find yourself in. And you want to maintain that matzav. You don't want to lose something. Right? So if you don't want to lose something, then you have to do something in order to maintain the current situation. If you have a current situation, the mumminess is in a certain place, and you want to maintain that situation, so you have to take a shvua. There's a chiyuv shvua to maintain that situation. Well, that's true in two cases. It's true by shvua daraisa, nishba v'nifta. You want to be potter. You want to leave the money by you. You're modeh b'mitzvos, but you don't want to pay the money that you're kofar. So you want to leave the money by you, to be nishba v'nifta. There, we can say there is a chiyuv shvua. There's a chiyuv shvua because you have to do something in order to maintain the current situation. Without a shvua, you lose. Without a shvua, you lose. If without a shvua, you lose, then that's a chiyuv shvua. There's a chiyuv on you to do something in order to maintain the current situation. Interestingly enough, Shavuas Heses, even though it's the weakest of the Shavuas, Shavuas Heses is also like that. Because it's Nishba v'Nifta. To maintain the current situation, I have to take a Shavua. So it might be a Shavua d'Rabbanan, but in terms of its nature, it's like a Shavua d'Raisa. It's a Chiyav Shavua because you have to do something to maintain the current status quo. But Nishba v'Nifta is a totally different type of Shavua. Nishba v'notel is not about maintaining a status quo. It's about getting new money. It's about getting something new. So someone might say, you can't call that a chiyuv shvuah. If you don't want to get the new, if you would just want to keep it the way it is, then just leave it the way it is. It's almost like a shvuah of nishba v'notel is not a chiyuv shvuah. It's a zchus. If you want to get something more, then take a shvuah to get something more. But it can't be defined as a chiyuv because it's not really necessary to do anything. You just leave it the way it is. By Shua Daraisa and by Shua Sessis, you can't leave it the way it is. If you leave it the way it is, you lose something. Right? Not getting a potential gain with Nishma Venotel, it doesn't make it a chiyuv on me to take a Shua. I don't have to take a Shua. If I want to gain, so there's a mechanism to help me gain. But maybe we don't define that as a chiyuv Shua. Maybe we don't define that as a chiyuv Shua. It's up to Rav, maybe that's the idea over here. Yes, there's no shvuah on karka. What does that mean, there's no shvuah on karka? There can be a ma'isa shvuah on karka. The problem is, there's no chiyuv shvuah on karka. So that's what the Rashbam is saying. That despite the fact that there can be a shvuah of nishma v'notel on karka, that's because nishma v'notel is not a chiyuv shvuah. It's not defined in lumnus as a chiyuv shvuah. It is a ma'isa shvuah, you're taking a shvuah. It's not called a chiyuv because you don't really have to take that shvuah to maintain the status quo. So because it's not a chiyuv, then you can have a nishba v'notel even on karka. It's a ma'isa shvuah without a chiyuv. Okay, you can have a ma'isa shvuah on karka. If you decide to take the shvuah, then you'll do the ma'isa shvuah, but it's not defined as a chiyuv because to maintain the status quo, it's not necessary to take that shvuah. To maintain the status quo, it's not necessary to take that shvuah. But shvuah's hesis is like a shvuah d'araisa in the sense that it's viewed as a chiyuv shvuah, because to maintain the status quo, you have to take that shvuah. So it might be lighter than a shvuah d'araisa, but it's similar in lomdus to the shvuah d'araisa. It's similar in lomdus to the shvuah d'araisa, and the din of enishboi and ala karpos applies even to shvuah's hesis as well, not just the shvuah d'araisa, because in lomdus it's the same as shvuah d'araisa. So the exact chilat that Tosfos rejected could really be what the Rashbam holds. That the Rashbam understood, the Gemara Ksuba says, that there's no shvuah d'rabbanan, that you can have a shvuah d'rabbanan on karkos of nishma v'noto, but he says shvuah sesis, even though it is a shvuah d'rabbanan, but it's more similar in its nature to shvuah d'araisa. It's a chiyuv shvuah, and the rule is there's no chiyuv shvuah by karka. So shvuah sesis is more of a chiyuv shvuah because you need the shvuah to maintain the status quo, so the din of enishboi ala karkos will apply to shvuah sesis as well. And this could explain the sheet of the Rashba. Question, Aaron.
So why would Tosfos reject that?
So Tosfos might say that why you claim... I'm so happy that you asked that question because that means that you agree with the lumdus that they represent. But as you see, it still is a lumdus. I mean, do you have to say that the only time we call something a chiyuv shvuah is if you have a shvuah that's maintaining the status quo? I could very easily hear someone saying a chiyuv shvuah means the chacham is saying in this context you have to take a shvuah. So face the chiyuv. That's called a chiyuv. Now, you could easily say that they're all chiyuv shvuah. No? Well, I mean, why should you distinguish between them? That's what Tosfos, that's how Tosfos was. They're all chiyuv shvuah. So if they're all chiyuv shvuah, then you can't really distinguish between them. So the only distinction is drabbana d'araisa. You know, if they're all in the same boat, so basically the chiluk is that the din of ein yishbo'en ala karkos is a pasuk in chumish, so that applies to a shvuah d'araisa. Chazal never extended that halacha to shvuah d'rabbanan, and since they're all chiyuv shvuah, they're all in the same boat. That's lechara what Tosfos in the Rosh would say.
Why wouldn't we say by Nishba v'notal that Kol Tekun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tekun, that therefore we wouldn't find the Shvuah by Karka?
So sometimes we say Kol Tekun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tekun, and sometimes we don't. Yeah. In this case, we're not going to do that. I mean, we find already in Shvuahs that Chazal don't pattern everything, every Shvuah, after the Raisas. That's why we see the chilukim. The Gemara in Shvuas on Daf and Beis Amud Aleph has three chilukim between Shvuas the Raisa and Shvuas the Rabbanan. So and you see clearly Chazal distinguished. You know, so in this particular context, Chazal is saying, we're going to push another Shvuah on you, but it doesn't share the same qualities as a Shvuah the Raisa. So I'm not sure why, but here Chazal added a Shvuah, but there are leniencies to the Shvuah. It's not like other halachas where Chazal patterned it after the Raisa. Tosfos and the Rosh reject the Rashban. Daniel, could we hold until after? Tosfos and the Rosh reject the Rashbam. So they have to explain Rava Bar Shashim. Right? The Rashbam is explaining that according to Rava Bar Shashim, if he were to say Lekuchi Biyadi, there would be no Chiyav Shvuah. And why is there no Chiyav Shvuah? Because Ein Nishbo Ana Lakarkos. And there's no Shvuah and Cheskes and Moshanim. But according to the Russian Tosfos, if there would be a Shvuah Cheskes on Karkos, right? Both Tosfos in Russia are assuming that there would be a Shvuah Cheskes on Karkos. Right? Just like there'd be a Shvuah Nishba Venotel on Karkos, there would be a Shvuah Cheskes. So according to them, what is Rabbi Bar Shashim saying? He gains nothing. The Rashbam says, no, there is a Shvuah Nishba Venotel on Karkos, but no Cheskes. But if according to the Russian Tosfos, there is a Shvuah Cheskes on Karkos, all Shvuah Drabbanan exists on Karkos. So what is Rabbi Bar Shashim accomplishing? So comes Tosfos and says, it is true that there at all Shvuah Drabbanan apply to Karkos, but not here. It's dafka over here that there wouldn't be a Shvuah Cheskes. That's what Rabbi Bar Shashim is saying. Ba'alma, in general, you have a Shvuah Nishba Venotel on Karkos, and you'll have a Shvuah Cheskes on Karkos, but dafka over here, there's no Shvuah Cheskes on Karkos. Why? What's the key to this case? What does Tosfos say? Frank. It's a Taina Shema. He doesn't say that. But he says, right? He says it's a Taina Shema. Doesn't really say it's a Taina Shema. Let's read Tosfos inside. He says something that sounds like what you're saying. Okay. We'll see. Maybe what you're saying is right, maybe not. What does Tosfos say? Certainly, it sounds like Ephraim says. Right, Tosa says that the only time that we have a Shvuah Cheskes by Karka is Hecha D'Toyin Bori. Hecha D'Toyin Bori. But here it's not a Tainas Bari. What is it? What kind of a Tain is it? So you're saying it's a Tainas Shema. What is it? Forget about Tainas Shema. What is it? One word. This is not a Tainas Bari of the Yisomim. What is this? One word. We've had this. Bezit. What is this? Bezit. Tanina. This is a Tanina. So it's not a Tainas Shema. The Yisomim are not saying anything. Right? Zoptosis. The only time that there will be a Shvuah Cheskes by Karka is if there's a Tainas Bari. But here there's no Tainas Bari of the Yisomim because they don't know. They don't even know if the Karka is the Kucha B'yada. So that's what Rav Bar Shashim meant, that if I say the Kucha B'yada, there wouldn't be a Chi of Shvuah. Why? Ein Nishboi Na Lakarkos? Nah. There is a Shvuah Cheskes on Karka. There's no Nishba V'notel on Karka. There's both Nishba Venotel. There's both Nishba Venotel on Karka and Shvuah Cheskes on Karka, according to Tosfos. That's not what he was saying. He wasn't saying that in general there's no Cheskes on Karka. No, there would be Cheskes on Karka. But here there wouldn't be Cheskes on Karka. Because there's only Shvuah Cheskes on Karka if there's a Tainas Bari. But here the Yisroel don't know what's going on. So they don't know what's going on, so then there won't be a Shvuah Cheskes. That's what he was suggesting. That here the Yisroel don't know what's going on, so therefore, there's not going to be any Shvuah Cheskes. There's a Taninan over here. The Rush offers a different answer. He's with Tosfos, but he offers a different answer. What does the Rush say? First he says, V'yesh lomad lomad tzuchin and Shvuah Cheskes aleichad the Toyin Bari. Mamish exactly the same as Tosfos. Since there's no Tainas Bari over here, even if Ba'alma we would be Nishba Shvuah Cheskes on Karka, but here we can't be Nishba Shvuah Cheskes because there's no Tainas Bari. That's his first answer. Inami, Rabba Bar Sharshim Hochika Amar. Says the Rush, have a different answer. Maybe Rabba Bar Sharshim meant the following. Says the Rush, Rava Bar Sharsham's taina was not that he wanted to save himself a shvur. He turns the sugya on its head. Rava Bar Sharsham's taina was that he didn't want to wait. He wants his money now. In a chanami, you'll be chayav a shvur. Against the Rashbam. He was admitting he'd be chayav a shvur. He'll be chayav a shvur. He'll be chayav a shvuas nishba v'notel, if he's bali parmi nefsi yisonim. He'll be chayav a shvuas heses. He'll be chayav a shvur. But he didn't want to wait. He didn't want to wait for later. He wanted it now. He wanted it now. So that's why he didn't want to tell them that he has another chov. He just felt, let me eat the karka, let me eat the paris of the karka. Right? Let me eat the paris of the karka, and I'll be able to get, you know, I have a migu, I can say l'kuchi biyadi, so I'll be able to collect. No, I won't have to wait until later. That's what he was claiming. En achanami, he'd be chayev v'shvua. En achanami, he'd be chayev v'shvua. He would be chayev v'shvua. But he just wanted to get the money now, he didn't want to get it later. He didn't want to get it later. The kol demotzi avu on the mitan ulahashbia tanina liasmi mashbiin and afilu b'shem. Says the Rosh, which answer do I like? I like this answer, not Tosus's answer. Tosus says Rava Bar Sharshim wanted to protect himself from a shvua, and he felt if he would have said lekuchi biyadi, he would protect himself from a shvua. There'd be no chiyav shvua. Why? Why? Because there's no shvuas heses on karka. No, there could be shvuas heses on karka, but there's no taninan to create a chiyav shvuas heses. There's no tainus bari over here, so there's no taninan. So that's why there would be no shvuas heses. That's what he wanted to prevent. He didn't want to have a shvua. And here there wouldn't be a shvuas heses on karka because it's a taninan. It's not a tainus bari. Dr. Rush, I don't think that's a good answer. I don't think that's a good answer because what is taninan about? Everything that the father could be towing for the kids, everything the father could be towing for himself, Beis Din could be towing for the kids. Afilu b'shema. The yisod is whatever the father would be towing b'tainas bari, Beis Din could be towing b'tainas shema for the yisod. So what's the difference? Taninan is like a tainas bari of the father, says the Rush. So why should it matter? If you can have a shvua seses on karka, you should be able to have a taninan to be mechayev a shvua seses too. Because why is taninan any worse than a tainas bari? Anything the father could be towing a tainas bari, Beis Din can be towing. I know Yisomim don't know what's going on, but so what? Beis Din stands in place of the Yisomim. And they get their koach from the father. Remember we talked about where does the koach come from? The koach comes from the father, says the Rosh. So the father had a tainas bari, taninan is also a tainas bari. What's the problem? Must be Rava Bar Sharsha was not saying that he wants to prevent himself from being chayav shvua. He will be chayav shvua. Taninan will be mechayav shvua. Aye, there's no shvua on karka. No, there's a shvua heses on karka. There would be a chayav shvua. All Rava Bar Sharsha wanted is he didn't want to have to wait. He wanted his money now. So if he wants his money now, then he needs the migu. Because if he doesn't have the migu, if he couldn't say l'kul chayav biyadi, then we would say you have to wait. You can't force the yisam to pay now. The migu is not going to potter him from a shvua, even if he said l'kuchi v'yadi, there would be a chiyav shvua. But the migu would allow him to be poreya, to be nifra now, to get the collection. Okay, these are the two answers that the Rishon, the Tosus and the Rush have. And the Rush likes the second one, Tosus likes the first one. Clearly, the Rush and Tosus seem to be arguing about something related to taninan. Right, the Rush says taninan is like a tainas bari of the father. Taninan is like a tainas bari of the father. So taninan is like a tainas bari of the father, then there shouldn't be any deficiency in the Chiyav Shvua. If the father could be Mechayev Shvua Seses, then Beis Din should be able to be Mechayev Shvua Seses with Taninan as well. That's what the Rosh wants to say. And Tosfos argues, he says, somehow Taninan is missing something. So Taninan would not be enough to be Mechayev Shvua Seses. So what does Tosfos mean? So Parshat Pshat is like what Effie says. That the Machlokas, Tosfos, and the Rosh is Taninan like a Taina Shema or like a Taina Zbari? The Rush says, where are you getting your koach from? From the father. So if the father had a tainus bari, then the taninan would also be a tainus bari. What's the difference? And Tosus says, no, it's not a tainus bari. Do we know for sure what the mitzvah is? No, no one's claiming that they know. It's all a tainus shema. It's all a tainus shema. So l'chora, pashup shat is, the Rush and Tosus are arguing about whether taninan is a tainus bari, and it could be mechayev shvua seses, or maybe it's only a tainus shema, and it's not going to be mechayev shvua seses. It's Hashem, tomorrow I'll show you how maybe there's a nuance of difference. Maybe Tosus is saying something a little bit different. Right? Maybe the Machlokas Tosfos and the Rosh is a little bit different. And then after we finish that, then we have to get into the second half of the Marakomas. We have to figure out some other important inyanim related to this. This.